There are good businesses that are bought and sold every single day. As a matter of fact, there have probably been a whole load of them that have been sold just in the few minutes that we've been talking here today together. Good business, there's always a market for good businesses, and business owners have lots of reasons why they may sell a business. It could be all the morbid reasons like, you know, death, divorce, and illness. There's other reasons like retirement. There's also people relocating or a spouse has a better job, whatever the case may be, or sometimes people just get tired of operating the business. And if it's, you know, it's not just financially driven, they run this business for X period of time, they get to a point, it's just not, you know, it's just not floating their boat anymore. And they realize they want to go on to do something else. And they have a good business, and it's time for someone else. And these are, again, tied back to some of the people I mentioned earlier, you know, the really successful people that are smart enough to know that they don't know it all. These are the people that in their own way are very smart to say, hey, I'm not the guy that's going to take this to the next step, and I want to bring, you know, it's time for me to sell this business. I've just become a little bit bored. And when you reach that decision, it really is time to sell the business, because if not, it's going to decline.
So in this story about buying a business, if I'm hearing you right, it's not the equivalent of a sort of real estate fix-up. You're not looking for a failing business that you're going to turn around. You're looking for a flourishing business, and you're going to sort of ride the wave of its success. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. What you want to be able to do is get into a good, solid business that has the foundations in place that the business can become great under your ownership. And what you're buying is you're buying an income stream. You're paying a price, which we'll talk about, you know, later on, but you basically want to get into a business that has demonstrative historical financial information, making the assumption that all things are going to remain status quo after you take over, at least from, you know, revenue and profit standpoint, at least initially. So you have the framework and the foundation on which you can build. And build the business to, you know, taking it from a very good business to a great business, that you can apply your strengths to the business and grow it exponentially. The example that I want to use is if you were baking a cake.
Yes.
I look at the franchise version of it and says the franchise offers you the recipe. A solid existing business offers you the recipe and all the ingredients in the right proportions. And that's what it's able to do, because everything you need is in place. Not only is it in place, it's already proven to be successful. So rather than go buying a failing business, unless you're a turnaround expert, I mean, who wants to go down that road? Because chances are it's just going to fail and take your money with it. You want to buy a good, solid business that you can apply your strengths and know-how to and build it into a wonderful business.
I would imagine, and I know we're going to talk in more detail about financing in the second audio CD, but I imagine that to buy a flourishing business that's producing a good income stream ought to be very expensive.